Dean, that seems to be the story of your season recently, conceding fairly early on, bossing the game second half, and then conceding a silly goal. Am I right?
Yeah. Look, as you said, we're knocking ourselves a chance. First 20 minutes, football is, you've got to earn the right to play, and we've got us probably what I look at a sloppy goal. It's a great finish off the kid, tight angle, he's put in the bottom corner, but we need to be higher. We're too deep for the initial kick. Back four should be stepping on and winning the first phase of that. And then after that, as you said, after the first 20 minutes, I thought we grew into the game. We got opportunities. We probably had we had a very good opportunity before they scored. Cookie had a good header. Then Remy's had a good chance as well in the first half. And then second half, we were camped in there off. And we got caught out at the end. Scarry's made a mistake. He's done well to get himself back in. And then he's just trying to keep the game alive as we're chasing the game. And he's tried to chop back inside and the kid's just robbing him the ball. Just set the ball to him in there. It's, you know what, it's a decision. He's just got to clear his lines.
But in that second half, you see a penalty saved. You see Ote having a shot from close range, incredibly tipped over the bar, and Cook having a shot blocked by an incredible sliding tackle. Can I put it to you, you possibly should have won this game today?
Yeah, possibly we could. It's a tough one to take. The penalty, Jarvis took the penalty, keeper, he's gone early, he made a good save. It hits him and it spins out the other side of the goal. I think that's where our luck is at the moment. And on the other side of that, we've got there's another three absolute blatant penalties. Two blatant handballs, and you know what? Remy's almost been assaulted. He's pulled him down to the ground that much. The referee's in good positions. I've seen him back. Look, he's got, say it's 100%, he's good at 25%, his success rate. Our success rate with the penalties is 25%, the referee. I spoke to him after the game and said, look, we'll see what you're about. If he watches the games back, I'll expect an email of an apology for getting them decisions wrong.
Is it luck, is it fine margins, or is this happening too often now?
Them all. It's them all. Let's not kid ourselves, it's them all. It's, you keep working hard, you get a little bit of luck. As I said, the penalty, the keeper saved it, span and crossed it and gone out the other side. One or two things ain't bouncing for us in their box. They're the fine margins of football, but we're accountable for our own ATR box. Saying to the lads in there, if I'm entirely honest, what you do from 18 to 18 is a pattern of play. If they come off, amazing. If they don't, you've still got to keep yourself in a football match. And what happens in both 18-yard boxes dictates what happens with the result at the end of the game.
The fans' frustration behind the goal, I gather that might sort of spilled out outside the stadium as well, seemed to be reflected by Andy Cook on the pitch as he had a really frustrating game. He was kicking every advertising board on this.
Look, it's you just said I have no idea what's happened with the fans. All I can say is they stayed with us. Yes, they weren't happy with what happened in the first 20 minutes, and rightly so. But they stayed with us. I thought towards the end, they appreciated everything that the players gave. And as I said, second half we were camped in their half, and the fans were right behind the players. We've got a massive game on Tuesday night now for this football club. First quarter of the season, outstanding. Second quarter, nowhere near good enough. We're going into a 15 game season now, and this football club, these players, we need to make sure that we're giving this football club every chance to be in League One for next season.
This is your 50th game as boss, 1-11. Would you describe this as your most difficult spell now as Walsall manager?
Yeah, of course it is. And I'm accountable for it. And it hurts. I'm a local lad. For all that side, I'm the manager of a football club. And it hurts. And I've only been used to success as a player. In my short, brief period before I came in here, it was about getting Wrexham stabilised. We done that, and then before I got this job, it was a lot of success at Wrexham on that quarter of the season I had there. And then to come in, and objective was make sure we're in League One for last season. That was achieved. We know what the long-term aim is, and when I sat down with the football club coming in, what the long-term objectives with this football club now to take it forward. We know what they are, but this season is about making sure we're in League One.